At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, it still gave me the damn problem. All right.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of JaysJournal.com and Fansided.com. We are the official barroom chat for everything Toronto Blue Jays baseball, from game highlights to rumors and all the stuff in between. Here is your host, Craig Borden, with co-host Jason Lyons and Liz McGuire. Now let's talk some Toronto Blue Jays baseball.
Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to what is a feeling like a wrecking ball went through all of us after this afternoon. But here we are, ready to talk some Blue Jay baseball, and obviously more trade deadline fun we get to talk about. As with me is Liz. How we doing?
You know, we're doing pretty good. It's been a weird week in Blue Jays town, but I'm stoked to talk about it and work through it together.
Yeah, I feel like I need to actually not just have the couch behind me, but we need to like just full on make this a therapy session here. So Blue Jays fans, as you're filing into the chat here and everything, obviously make sure you click and subscribe, have some fun with us. Make sure you join us each week here, and we'll have some more, you know, depression sessions, I guess would be the best way of saying it. But here we are to talk Blue Jays baseball. I want to talk a Blue Jay proxy baseball thing to start off. We obviously missed last week due to many and one of different occasions, and the fact that obviously it was the All-Star break. So I guess we kind of just took our own little break. So Blue Jays fans have something to celebrate a little bit this season, as Teoscar Hernandez is the reigning home run derby champion. Liz, I think we were calling that on the show.
It breaks your heart. It breaks your heart. But you know what? We always cheer for Teo. You know, I will also say this. I didn't want him back. I said, I don't want this man back, this handsome man who we had to bench for poor defense for a while. I saw him in Buffalo. I was there. I watched him. And that was prior to him getting benched again. So, yes, I was so happy. And don't forget, do you guys remember who Vladdy called last year during the home run derby? And everyone's like, oh, he's calling his dad. And they asked him later, and they said, who are you talking to on the phone? And he said, Teo, which broke your friggin' hearts, because he was calling his buddy, who we had traded away at that point to the Mariners. So it was a delight to see Teo smash some balls. Again, I was like, oh, he's not gonna be able to do it. But that's the home run derby magic, because at that point, everybody's so out of gas. Probably he did, and he could, much like the Vladdy versus Randy Rosarena year.
Yeah. I think the crazier thing, to your point on that whole phone call thing, was obviously Vladdy's right there, and he's obviously apparently the Teo whisperer. You know, because he was actually, I was that first round, I was shocked he was gonna hit more than five home runs. There was a bit there where I was like just pulling. I'm like, come on, man, you're so much better than this. You got this, get to it. And then Vladdy starts literally yelling at him, bullpen, and this
bullpen. Yeah, just get him focused. Focused right up, and he did it, and it was awesome to see, because I still feel like Teo's an underdog. You know, I don't think people give Teo the respect that he deserves, and I hope that
respect. I tell you,
yeah, right. And you know, I don't know the cachet with doing the home run derby, right? I'm not really sure, because Teo's like, I'm going to do something for the Dodgers. I'm going to do the home run derby. Apparently, maybe it's a gimmick and it's good for team morale. I don't really know. But he's not a flat. I don't think Teo's a flashy guy. He's flashy enough. We all know Mr. Seeds, spreading seeds in the clubhouse. He was full vibes. He was full vibes. Anyway, it was nice to see him win. It was nice to see him have the success that I felt like he deserved. I also was stoked that Pete Alonso did not win the Home Run Derby. I don't know why, but I'm like, fuck that, or frig that guy. Like, no, this guy, he's done it enough. They got $1 million. They used to get a truck. I don't think they get a truck anymore. They get the bling, $1 million, and an award. That's fun.
Something along those lines. Yeah. But either way, to that point, Teo said he always wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Never got the opportunity when he's with the Blue Jays. And obviously when you're, you know, sitting there with Vlad, you know, they're only going to let you take Vlad. I'm glad he got a chance to do it, and not only do it, but shined immensely, because that was a heck of a back and forth there at the end of the show.
Oh,
and
so fun.
Really, really fun.
I like the way they changed the scoring. Because remember Vladdy's first year, he did it in his rookie year. He had the most cumulative home runs, yet he lost.
Still lost. Mm-hmm. What was it, 98 home runs in an evening or something like
that?
Yeah,
it was something insane. It was insane.
Man, unheard of level.
I missed that Vladdy.
Yeah, I missed that Vladdy too. But we have been seeing a lot of that normal Vladdy over the last 2-3 weeks.
Oh, beautiful.
I was hoping the All-Star game didn't wreck him. Because right now, if you're tuning into Blue Jays baseball, watching Vlad hit is pretty much the main highlight of what you're watching these days. That's a whole other conversation, maybe. But if you want to dive into it, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, we have nothing, but we have that.
Yes. Because the rest of it is, what is this team going to look like? What is the true direction? Which, to that point, Liz, is 100% going to be the main focus this evening.
Right.
What in the world is going to happen in the next week? Because right now it is 100% wide open. I will say any level of what you've been hearing in Blue Jays talks is all encrusted with certain levels of bullshit.
Yeah, I've got a theory of what's going to happen here. My hot take. The Jays are going to play it middle line. They're going to play it sell, but also buy, and they're going to botch the whole thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that the line that they're saying is we will be contenders in 2005. Next year, hey, we're going to be contenders. No, you're not. But no, you're fucking freaking not. No, you're not. So no, you're not. But I think the important thing here is to remember is this management, they're not winners. They're not winners. And I don't see them if they're going to rebuild, then rebuild. Let's go. Pick your guy, pick mm-hmm. your core, then just be ruthless. Cut what you do not need. Get them any money where you can. Spend the time. Spend the, like. And the thing is, like, many analysts have said this, that we're not going to see big trades right now. We're not going to see big acquisitions. We're going to see who's that future prospect. That's what we need. At this point, just let's rebuild our farm team. Let's look to the long term. Rebuild our farm team, and then get us like in the off season. Let's go for some hot, if we could, maybe some hot, sexy acquisitions. But like, I don't think like as of like right now, we should be trying to get as much money as we can, cut as much dead weight as we can to focus on what was the last year's hashtag? Next level. Let's focus on the next
level. It would be better to get to the next level because this is rotten to the core is what my favorite new trending hashtag is. So I agree with you wholeheartedly, Liz. And then right now, I think that's what is 100% on Blue Jays fans' minds. What is the direction? What are we trying to do? Are you really hoping to contend for 2025? Because if you have any realm of this core sticking around, I don't see how in the world you find a way to compete. This team is not magically going to turn it on all of a sudden just because another spring training rolled around. It's just that simple. There is something inherently broken with the team we are currently seeing on this team, or on the field, I mean. So how do you get better? 100% you trade. You get what you need. Or you gear up and ready till you get the right pieces in place that you can substitute the rest of it with the free agent market over the offseason here. Right now, they have been flat out saying, we are not trading anybody that has team control. I can make an argument that you might want to open the book on that one a little bit, because right now, if you can't hit your way out of the brown paper bag, what is the pitching going to do for you? And watching what happened today with Bassett and company, is that really an asset? I'll make that argument. I love Bassett and I love all these guys too, but we got blown out 13-0 today. So
Craig, do you remember what happened think? last year with the Angels? It was last year, the year before.
Yeah.
They were like, we're gonna contend this year. Right. And they didn't.
Got this.
Yeah. And they didn't get anything for our guy Otani. Also, like, Trout, what are you doing, my guy? Trout, go chase a ring. Be better. You're better than this.
Chase a ring. Best player in Major League Baseball in this decade.
Breaks your heart.
A little bit of the last one. And he has played literally a handful of games in the playoffs.
Breaks your heart. And so the thing is that, like, they stood in middle of the line. I think they held on to the guys they had team control with, right? Don't do that. I think we have a tendency to be too precious, especially in Toronto. I think we have a tendency to be too precious with our stars, to be too precious. Whereas, like, you look at a team like the Yankees, they rebuild every couple of years, you know? They have a really
good Brett Boone, which is the part I'm surprised that's still around.
Truth on that one. But, like, you know the Yankees are coming back. They were bad last year. You know they're going to be good this year. And I think that with the Jays, oh man, I remember when they were blowing up the core in 2017. People were so, I mean, the fans were, what about Pilar? What about Donaldson? What about our boy Martin? And I just remember saying, like, it's over. That time is over now. We have to be winners and we have to move on and think about what's coming on next. But us in Toronto, we're just fighting for morsels of success, you know? And when we get it, we want to hold on to it, right? Rather than being consistent in our approach of thinking forward, of being champions, you know? And I think that we're so used to losing. It's embedded in our culture now. We're just embedded losers.
It's sports in general when it comes to Toronto sports fans, unfortunately. But to your point, the fun part about that is you do have something that you thought was working. In those years, 2015, 16, we were the bee's knees. We should have won it all in 2015.
Awesome. It was that simple.
Yep. I can see why people were a little bit more reluctant to start that rebuild at that point because they're like, well, we have the pieces. This team is winners. We're just missing something.
They were too old, Craig.
I agree with that statement. I agree with you. I wanted to see it. I think you had to trade everybody in 2017 when you weren't doing anything in 2017. But to that point right now, this is a completely different situation. There's nothing to hold on to. We have not won a playoff game at all with this current core. And you've been there enough times that you should have at least won one damn game. The only team that feels our pain equally is the Minnesota Twins. And they finally broke their streak against us last year. And how bad they were in the play.
It was like, and good for them. I felt like that whole season was cursed. I was obviously rooting for the Jays, but when they lost, I felt like I got out of a bad relationship. I was like, I can move on now. But I think that, yeah, I don't know. It's so funny. We have so much money. What are we, the second richest owners in baseball? We have so much money.
And we have one of the highest payrolls in baseball right now. We're in the top 15. I know that much.
Yeah.
We have the worst major league baseball minor league system of all teams in Major League Baseball right now,
and
which is saying something when we just drafted maybe really well.
It's true. Here's the thing. I've been a baseball fan for a long time. I don't even remember what a good minor league system feels like. I remember, you know, we had Vladdy, Bo, Kevin, all the legacy kids, but like a good, sustainable, rich system, man, I don't even know what that's like.
I think you have to go back to when, you know, we were in our, you know, children years of watching the Blue Jays, like the 90s, you know, late 80s, when you were always bringing up a Tony Fernandez, a George Bell, and a Rule 5 draft pick. You needed that. But that was always that's what got those teams to where they got to. They built an actual core to this system. And honestly, they built it around really good pitching around David Steve, Jimmy Key, all those guys that were the reason we were awesome. And then you supplant it with the Dave Winfields, the Paul Molitors, and so on and so forth. You go out and make a big trade at the trade deadline for some young talent, get your Joe Carter, Roberto Alomar in this mix. And that's what you get. You get a championship level team all of a sudden. Right now, the Blue Jays have that opportunity to strike with a lot of guys on this roster that could spell really good pieces to actually compete in 2025. I think the chances of the Blue Jays competing in 2025 are more contingent on us bringing in new good talent than it is on holding any realm of this outside of maybe one guy with a capital V for his, you know, first name. But watching some of those pieces go might mean you get somebody in return that actually is the catalyst for this team, or at least to your point, getting a little younger but still ready to run with it. Would it be the worst thing in the world? And I'm not saying this trade would ever happen because the Padres aren't stupid. Jackson Merrill is the exact kind of guy they should be shooting for. Somebody that's on that, he could just jump to be the it guy for the San Diego Padres, but he isn't that yet.
Yep.
That somebody that's in that 1 year striking of being really good is what they need to be looking for, in my opinion.
I don't know. Is anybody on the here's the thing. Our front office last year, after we had the disaster of a, you know, 2 wild card game loss, just said, we're happy with the guys that we got. We're happy with our core. We believe, tip your hat, we believe in our core, we believe in our guys. And I didn't believe them at all. I'm like, they've shown us who they are all year. They showed us who they were. And so I'm worried that because they have such faith in whatever it is they're on over there at, down on Blue Jays Way on Bremner and Spadina, that like they are not self-aware that it's time to go and hustle. It's time for you to start hustling. Like AA used to do that. Just go hustle young hot talent. See what you can get. Just go and do it. Figure it out.
Knock on the doors, do the work. Right now, they should be the salesman, right? Hey, yes. We have all these great young or great players that are ready to help your team win now is the biggest thing.
Like, right? I'm worried that nobody's out there selling because they're not self-aware enough to know that it's time to sell. Listen. It's hat day on Friday. I don't know if you've seen the hats on Friday for Carabana. They're neon hats. They don't even have a bird on them. They just say Blue Jays in what looks like Times New Roman font. And so they're probably stoked, like, man, we got probably sell a crowd. It's hat day. You know, we're doing well. Our metrics are filling the seats, and that's good.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know,
I think that's what's driving this team, not so much the fact that they need to actually be good.
Craig, I'm going to hat day. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I already have tickets to hat day. I'm happy to give away my hat to any viewer on the show. I will give it away next week. I don't know what color it's going to be, but it will be disappointing. The thing is, though, is that we have, you know, we're seeing our fans start chanting to fire, Atkins, I think it was.
It has to be Atkins.
I don't know
if you can completely blame Schneider on the fact because
he's Shapiro.
But yes, that one.
Shapiro is the puppet master behind all of these things. But fire Atkins, which I think is a good thing. Listen, we're starting to see it mirror in the fan base. I don't think it's the casual fans as of yet. I think that'll take another maybe year. But it's a good sign. I think that's a good sign that we have visible frustration.
Mm-hmm.
I would, yeah, I'd boycott for sure next year for a bit.
So Yeah, just to give the fun here, you mentioned the attendance and how that's not been hurting the Blue Jays front office, or at least it's not hitting close enough to home. We are currently the 8th team in overall attendance in all Major League Baseball. And that's ahead of a bunch of teams that have brand new stadiums, including the Texas Rangers. But we are a team that is 10 games below, 11 games below 500.
And this is and the thing.
It's our average attendance for a game is 33,000, just under 34,000 people.
Here's the thing.
For this season.
When I was doing, I had to do all these like interviews from when I got smashed in the face. Don't do it. Still messed up from the baseball. I was on a
one. I got you here.
Oh, don't do it. I was on a talk show in Iowa. It was like, and I was like, honestly, my brain is still pretty mashed up, but I was like, all right, I'll say yes to everything. I'm like, let's go. Let's say yes to some stuff. And I got on it. And it was a hit show. They were doing a hit. Like, they're going to make fun of me, which is fine. Have at me. That's cool. You can do it.
Bring it.
I got nothing. And they were like, it was bobblehead day. And I said, the kids had offered me their bobbleheads. And they were like, well, they'd be giving away at the door because nobody goes to Jays games. And I was like, hey, you can knock on me.
There's like 40 people.
You can knock on me. but the average attendance of every Blue Jays game last year, it was 88% full. All right?
It still is, which is saying something.
So
it's 80% as I just was looking it up.
Yeah, and this is the thing. People have bought those tickets a year ago. They are coming from all over the country. You know, and so we're not a regional team. I say this a lot. We are Canada's team. We're not a regional. So you're seeing people from, you know, Manitoba, and they should. And like, it breaks your heart when I see a bad game. It breaks my heart for people who traveled here to expect something better, which they deserved from this ball club. But I think that because we're Canada's team, it takes longer for our attendance to suffer. So that being said, I wish the Expos came back. I wish that it would divide the market. And I think that, like, I'm looking forward to September. Friends, you're going to see me sitting in the friggin' best seats for $25.
I might finally have some vacation time in September.
Right? I'll sit in there with the TD comfort zone where the seats are squishy and you get in-seat service, but nothing is cheaper or free. The attendance won't go down, but maybe next year. Let's compare it. Quote me. Let's compare it. Next year in June with the previous June, and hopefully it'll be done.
Yeah. And I agree with you because the Blue Jays do have that one thing they can always hang their hat on, to your point. They're always going to get people from wherever to come, myself included, to literally migrate and come to a ball game or just come to Toronto because Toronto is a fun place to go, period.
Oh, it's
and
so then, fun.
Hey, what can we do while we're here? Oh, we can go to a ball game. We hit the CN Tower and go to the aquarium. It's all right there.
Right there.
There's no teams in Major League Baseball that have that kind of, I'll say, literally campus in that area.
No, of stuff
that are in that do. Well.
Craig, let me tell you something. Right. I'm going to tell you something.
Drop it on me.
Okay. So you may not know this about me, but I own a boat. I never use the boat. It's sitting on blocks right now. It's a crummy bass boat, and it just costs me thousands of dollars every year. But
that's
I have,
isn't that what the acronym for boat is?
Bust out another thousand. Absolutely. So
also had a boat.
Don't do it. Anybody else? It was a free boat. Turns out free boats aren't free. But here's
it's
the
not
thing.
Free.
I've got another buddy with a sailboat, and we went sailing on the waterfront of Toronto. And it looked like the 1980s Blue Jays postcards where you'd see the dome and you'd see
when you could actually see the ballpark when you're driving in.
When you're driving, before the city forgot it had a waterfront and covered in condos and messed that up. But anyway, that being said, is that yes, Toronto parties harder. I believe that Toronto does party harder than a lot of cities. But like, again, people are not going to be spending money if they know the team is trash. Like, they're not coming. I hope not. I don't think so. I mean, we'll see. But I mean,
coming for a day that's not work and hang out with people like yourself and other good, you know, fun people.
Yeah. If anybody wants to come to a game with me, hit me up. We're going to sit in the 500s, be up and safe, somewhere safe, and we can drink small 565 cans of Bud. It's the cheap beer.
Yeah, mini buds. It still kills me as an American that I'm like, you know what? Let's go up, hang out, goof around, and I go to the ballpark. And when they switched from Labatt's to Budweiser, it felt like somebody punched me in the gut.
It's funny. Yeah. Also, like Labatt's, like, when you're in Buffalo, all you drink is Labatt's. Like, not in Toronto.
The brewery's right next to the ballpark.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, they have to change it a little bit to come down south here.
Yep,
so,
they do.
You know, you're all allowed to have all that nice alcohol content, apparently, because nobody cares. Us Americans, it goes over one border and you can't go over 0.5%.
You're 4%, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, we're 5.5 or 6 sometimes. Be careful.
Yeah. Nope. Watch out. So we got a comment from the Peanut Gallery, Jeremy Pridam. 2027. There you go. That's the year.
That's optimistic. Here's the thing. I like that. I like what you're saying. I'm going to bite on that and say, absolutely. I can't see it, but maybe I will.
Some of those draft picks that they just got, you never know. The biggest thing is this team, you know, the reason we're in the predicament we're in, if you look outside the free agent signings and all the other things, right? This team and our management has drafted horribly. There's not a lot of great to hang your hat on that whole thing. There's a couple exceptions, don't get me wrong, but Were you expecting Davis Schneider to turn in Davis Schneider with a round 26th pick or whatever it was?
No, but I think, you know what I mean? I think that, but like, here's the thing. The ones that I usually hate dwelling on, you know, trades, good or bad, because I'm like, we are where we are, right? Like, you know, and baseball is so hard. And like, things don't, like, that's why I'm never like, oh, we got some good draft picks. I'm like, I will leave it when I see it, when they're up in the majors. You know, let's not forget about our guy, Nate Pearson.
100%. I am a firm believer in the Alex Anthopoulos principle. They are assets to trade if needed. Hopefully a few of them pan out and you get to have something. But look at the team we have on the roster. Outside of Bo Vladdy, you lost Biggio. He never turned into anything. There's a perfect example of what we're talking about here. Great. Everybody else has been pilfered from other organizations, free agency, all of the above, right? This team, if you had somebody else on top of Bo and Vladdy, that could have been that core pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Things could look a little different, which we thought we had with Alec Manoah, but that
train
off the wheel, whatever it was. But that, like, Alec Manoah is the best pick outside of Vladdy and, outside of Bo Bichette, because you didn't have to draft Vladdy. Yeah. He was an international sign that Alex Anthopoulos actually did. So that was his parting gift for Blue Jays fans.
Craig, what is your biggest regret of the last 2 years in terms of trades and non-resignings?
Who was it that we were about to trade for Alec Manoah? Was it Jose Ramirez?
Was that like a deal? Was that like a done deal?
There was some trade a couple of years ago.
I heard Ramirez was never going to leave.
I get that too, but to that point, there was some level of player that we had in verbal that Alec Manoah was going to be traded to whatever team for some other stud.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was Jose Ramirez or somebody equal of clout to current day. You know what I mean? I love the idea of holding on to Alec Manoah and building around Alec Manoah.
You could have been, man.
They've had good luck recruiting free agent pitchers. You haven't been able to find free agent hitters to come here and just say Shohei Ohtani, right? Outside of George Springer.
That was
great. You traded for Matt Chapman, right? It was all these other pieces that brought offense to this team.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to trade for that right now, that would have been my biggest regret with this front office. Whatever that quote unquote rumored trade that was in verbal agreement with the two clubs that the Blue Jays, some whatever reason, backed out of last minute, because that was the story at the time. They're like, nope, we're good with Manoah. We change our mind. We're good. We're walking away. And then, boom. I still hope he figures it out, because I thought he was starting to, but he got hurt again. Maybe the Tommy John surgery actually fixes it.
He won't. Maybe he won't.
I got nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't trade him. Might as well let him come out.
Yeah, I think my regret is two. I have two of them. You know, when I saw the Marcus Semien deal he got with Texas, I was like, there's no way he's worth that. He's older. That's generational wealth. He doesn't want to contend. That was the whole thing. It's not contending. That team, we should have paid him that money. He could have been the core of our team. He could have been the elder statesman of the clubhouse and like kind of been an anchor to, you know, kind of keep the young guys stable.
Well, he had something with those guys too. There was something with that clique of the main guys on this team that he fit into perfectly.
Him and Bo, it was beautiful.
I think that might have been what broke Bo in all reality. He didn't have that, you know. I think the big catch with that whole thing is, and I'll just even go back to this one thing, Bo and Vlad have been paired together from day one, right?
Yeah, there's a rivalry
I'm sure there's a rivalry, and I'm sure they're bluntly, brilliantly honest with each other.
Yeah.
But is it the right voice at the end of the day for them to be calling each other out? Or is it just seen as playful or whatever? It could be a million one things. I'm not saying that it is this way. But you had somebody that was an outsider that came in, won their trust like that, it seems like, in one season. And you had an opportunity to keep that together. And we missed it. I agree with you that is a huge regret for Blue Jays fans with this front office. And crystal ball aside, right? I think you had a 50-50 if it was going to go well or it was going to go bad. And right now they're throwing money at all bad. So what was throwing one more player on
yeah,
top
exactly.
of it
yeah, and
to
I,
watch this payroll do what it is?
You know, if we did have Kiermaier, Tao, Springer, and Semien, that's so handsome. That's so much handsome.
I as much as I don't want to harp on this trade any more than I already have, the other one, and I'm sure you agree with me flat out on this one, and I know this is where Jason will be. Yeah, I'm seeing he's at MIA, so I got to throw it in. Dalton Varsho.
So I don't want to talk about it. I just don't want, I don't want to don't want to talk about it.
I'm not going to go into it because we beat it to death on this show.
Nobody and, wants to talk about it, man. We're all talking about it every day.
Every time we start seeing something, yeah, you know, it's like play the world's smallest violin for me, please. But I think that trade, unfortunately, sums up this front office. I really do.
Yeah, I think
you finally had a tradable asset, right? Oh, let's just hurry up and trade.
Yeah, I think that there's two things that define the front office, that trade and the pulling of Berríos in the wildcard game. I think that's who they are.
Yeah.
I see.
And they're down in the fallout from after that, the whole finger pointing who did it bullshit, which we all
That was insane. That was such bad form. Like now guys, cover up your bullshit.
Yeah. All it took was somebody actually manning up and owning it for 5 seconds.
How did that end? Sorry, who how did that end? Who took the responsibility for that one? I've heard rumors that it was not Schneider. For sure it was not Schneider.
He's the one wearing it right now, officially, would be the nice way of saying it. But it's not like he came out in an interview and goes, I did it.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to hear after that. That was my call. That's almost 99.9% of Blue Jays fans wanted to hear. And to that point, even like if you go back to at least on this avenue with the Atkins stuff, Varsho trade thing, he goes, that was me. I made that trade.
Yeah.
At least he owned up for that.
Yeah. We'll find out maybe in shortly after the season. I did lose a bet that we did not fire Schneider prior to the All-Star game. And of course, I will update listeners that, of course, our guy, Alejandro Kirk, has still not stolen a base.
That's going to be like when Cecil Fielder stole his first base. Those guys in the locker room and everything are going to go fucking
or when,
wild.
One of my favorite players, Bartolo Colon, hit that dinger.
Oh, perfect. That was still one of the best home runs of all time. That might actually rival some major Blue Jay home runs in history.
Oh, I was at the game.
Over.
Yeah, I was at the game when Kawasaki hit that home run. I was at his single home run.
Is that the famous I am Japanese speech?
I don't know if it was because like I was up in the.
I think that was a walk off.
I was up in the five, so I couldn't see. You never get the gossip, but I think that was so. I think it might have gone to extra innings that game, but the home run that Kawasaki hit was, I think, overshadowed because I think Rajay Davis hit a walk off home run and they ripped off a shirt, and that's the day we all saw how ripped Rajay Davis was.
Yeah, speaking of guys that did better after Toronto. I used to make the joke that Rajay Davis couldn't steal first base because I don't care if you can steal second or third, you got to get the first.
I remember chirping about a stupid little mitten.
He ended up having a great second half of his career after he left Toronto with the Indians. And
man, I loved Rajay Davis because number one, he was a babe.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, he had a little mitten that became standard for sliding gloves. I also love, just as we do a look back at Jays that I thought I enjoyed for no particular reason. I like Curtis Granderson too. I thought Granderson was a delight
Granny
to watch.
Granny was great. Granny's a great guy, period. And apparently he is some big on that, was it the Middle Eastern League or whatever that's going in Dubai?
Yeah,
that they did.
Then. Yeah,
they did one season of it. Pablo Sandoval got a redo on that whole thing.
Hey, sure, man.
It was good times. Nothing wrong with the Kung Fu Panda. Got to get that one in.
Yep.
But, that was that one you mentioned where he hit his only Blue Jay home run. I'm thinking of I think he hit a walk-off double, and DeRosa and Hazel were interviewing after the game.
Yep.
And he grabs the microphone and goes, I'm Japanese. And then just basically walks away.
Walks off.
You know, other than that, best Kawasaki lines
Kawasaki
are
is
Bush, Party, Bush Party and Bush Monkeys Party. Don't Cramp.
Monkeys Don't Cramp. And Monkeys Don't Cramp, Bush Party. Kawasaki is, I think, two rings. He's got the Cubs, and I think he's got a ring with whatever team he was playing with in Japan.
Yeah. Those are the I think it was the Nippon Tigers or something like that. I can't remember. But yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
No, for a guy that, honestly, you talk about a guy that would be a great coach, I would pay Minoru Kawasaki to come back to be a coach of something. I don't care. Because what's his scenario? He's going to keep everybody light in the dugout.
They were interviewing him when it was Ohtani Gate, when Ohtani was, is he on the plane? And they were like interviewing Kawasaki. And I was like, this is how I'm spending my time now.
Yeah. All I can figure out with him there and that whole thing is this horrible baseball reference just popped in my head. Is I was thinking of like, okay, now we're going to go to Minoru Kawasaki with the Shohei Ohtani report. And it's going to be like that scene in Major League when Bob Uecker passed out. Yep. And he's going to be like, he's on a plane. It's going to land in an hour. And you're just kind of like,
that's it.
Come on. Yep. Yep. A little bit more. You know, because basically what that announcer did was fly ball. Caught. That's it.
And meanwhile, Bob Uecker's
going to pass out a pile of vodka.
It's an anti-Pat Tabler rule. It's just...
Good stuff. So we've already spent 34 minutes of just literally bullshit and riffing.
Sorry,
which is
fun.
And
sorry,
it's wonderful. So let's actually get to some of the fun here, Liz, with what do you think is going to happen at the trade deadline? Where do you think the Blue Jays are in the midst of your horrible mind and mine? What do you think is going to happen in predicting what is going on this weekend? Are we selling the farm half of half? Or just trading the guys that are actually legit going to be free agents at the end of the year.
All right. So listen, I'm doing a lot of thinking about this. And I've been watching a lot of analysts say a lot of words about this. And at the end of the day, here's my stance. I don't know what's going to happen. But if I'm likely going to be disappointed, and so that's what I know. With this, like, I don't know. So my whole thing is, like, I've got things that I don't want to happen. I do not want to lose Danny Jansen. That's it. Just hold on to Jano. I don't want to lose Vladdy. Actually, you know what? I'm good with losing. If they can get a whole bunch of stuff for Vladdy, go for it. Take those calls.
It's going to 100% take the boat. You're going to need the truckload of guys coming back our way. They're all good or all major league ready. Like we talked about last time, I think it has to look like that Juan Soto trade when he went to the Padres. Man, I really think it has to look like that.
Great trade.
And that was a boat.
Yeah. So this is the thing. So I actually don't know what's going to happen. Doesn't hurt us that KK is like, I'm not playing next year. I know we DFA'd him, but we could have maybe got like some for him. No?
Somebody's got to play this rest of the season. Just saying.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what?
Reason for you and I to get drunk at a ball game.
My expectations are really low. And I'm not speculating because I can't see their trajectory for it. I can't see what they're planning.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. Nobody knows what they're really planning. My fear, and maybe this is my Buffalo Bills and Sabres isms coming into this whole thing because I follow Buffalo sports, so I'll be 2 feet down the street from them. But if they don't have a baseball team, I guess I'm going to Toronto. So I'm worried that they're lying to us right now 1,000 times over. They're selling everything. I really do not get the piece to this because if they wait to the offseason, this whole thing's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. I don't care if it's just because there'll be somebody else GMing. I just don't see how that translates to them getting what they want to make this team competitive. And if they want to actually put a team on the field next year, Vlad's got to have somebody else to show up with here if they're going to keep him and try extending him, which supposedly is happening. But that's my thought right now, is they're going to just they have all the assets, trade the control, pitchers, everything. We're not in the, what was it, 2018, where we were selling the farm. And it's like, yes, we got 9 billion years of control. And Windows passed.
That didn't work.
If you want to get more years of control, sell the guys you do have control of and get more of those youngsters back.
I think that, yeah, I also think that even if they just commit to selling everything, okay, the fan base is going to lose their brain, right? The casual fan base, like, they're going to be very upset.
100%.
Right? We're going to hear a lot of that screaming, fussing. But we're not going to see the payoff for a while. So they're going to sell everything. We're going to see some, like, oh, man, who's this guy? And then we're going to see, I'm hoping we'll see some moves in the off season. I tweeted, so nobody seemed to care. And I'm going to say it again. Could we get Randy Arozarena? I hate watching Randy Arozarena play against us, but I would love to have him on my team. Apparently he's got lovely taste.
Game on.
You know, he's good at catching and hitting balls. The vibes seem decent. I think he's got some domestic violence charges I don't much care for, but you know, who am I? I don't know the details there. So I think that, I don't know. I would like some big, sexy signings in the offseason, but we're not a team where people want to come here anymore. That's a fear I have.
No. And figure out how to reverse that to a point. They have to do that. And if they can't, to that point, if they can't get people to come here because of all the, I'll say, stupid over the last couple of years, the only way to get people here is to trade them or draft them. And right now you have the most assets you can trade.
Yeah. Did you, I don't know if you saw it, but like they did like the player survey of,
I didn't see the results, but I know they do that every year.
Yeah. I want to see what a vibe was in Toronto. I don't think we ranked in like places you don't want to play.
Yeah.
But I still don't think we ranked as like somewhere super sexy. You'd want to go there because we're going to win soon.
Yeah, it's not like going to LA where obviously
I want to go to LA. Let's all go to LA and win and be like, is Kevin get DFA'd?
Game on.
Is Kevin DFA'd or is he still on?
I'd have to look that one up, honestly. I think he's still on the team, but yeah. I haven't looked that up in a while.
I mean, I can tell Bo wants to go to the LA. Sure he does. Who doesn't?
And that's been the big rumor, honestly, for Major League Baseball in general. So I would assume that they're in on that if they are trying to trade him. And to that point, the Dodgers have the assets still to trade. That's the more wild part
in that whole piece.
They have a good minor league system.
Okay, there's hot rumors the Mariners are aggressively pursuing Vlad. What is your take on that, Craig Borden?
I do not know. Because to me, I don't know what the Mariners have to trade. I've looked through that minor league system, and I would say that if they're going to be trading with the Blue Jays, they got to aim lower than Vlad, was my thought.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say that from the basis of I think Vlad is God, but right now, if you look at the hottest players in all Major League Baseball,
he's
right there.
Here's the thing. I was like, oh, he had like a while, last week or week before, he had like 10 home runs. He was like in the lower of the pack. He's climbing up the pack. He's at 18 home runs. If he can get to 22, 23 home runs, which maybe he's at 19 home runs now, but he'll be in the top 10. He is and I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of our guy, Vladdy, because like you just want to see him win. That man loves baseball. You know, I read a report that because Vladdy grew up kind of rich and are surrounded by baseball, he wasn't that much, they weren't worried about him like going crazy.
He just wants to have fun.
He just wants, because like
you can see it all over him.
Yeah, he just wants to play baseball, have a good time, and say what's up to people on first base.
That ended up turning out to be the best idea ever, by the way.
Yeah.
He's just moving him from third base to first base was just because he gets to be the mayor. He gets to be
the mayor of first base. You know, on one of the Jays interviews where, like, you know, at the game where they do goofy stuff, like, this player's wearing 27 hats. They did an interview with Vladdy, and they said, hey, Vladdy, like, what do you say to people on first base? And he said, I say, hey, I'm Vladdy. Nice to meet you.
Every time. It's like that movie 50 First Dates where it was a 10-second Tom or something like that. Yeah. Hi, I'm Tom.
That's wait. It was like,
hi, I'm Tom.
It's like, hey.
Yep. That was a great move by the Blue Jays. And honestly, they've made a lot of sneaky position moves like that have actually paid off over the years. But I can't say that's due to the front office.
No.
You know, somebody saw something in the, I'll say, the talent management level, the actual coaching, that says, hey, Floris Gurriel Jr., you really should give him a shot on left.
Yeah, exactly.
And even Oscar, like, give him a shot in right. Hey, you know what? Jose Bautista does great at third base, but he has a cannon that really should give a chance at right field.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, like, with Vladdy, it's so funny how flexible he is. When you look at his body type, you're like, oh, that man can't do the splits. No, he can. He reminds me actually more so of Kung Fu Panda. He's a bigger dude who's super flexible and super athletic, and he's looking really good this year.
He might have the personality of Jack Black.
I think I would say Vladdy is the clown prince of the Jays locker room.
I think you're 100% right on that. So, yeah, the man has been unconscious, it seems like, and just wrecking baseballs. And like I said, right now, if you're trading him, that's what you're asking for. He's figured it out. He is back to his near MVP award winning season against Shohei Ohtani right now. That is the asset you're trading if you're trading him right now. So you are getting the King's ransom for it. You're not getting, hey, here's a guy that might pan out. Okay, great. We did that already. We got the guy that might not pan out for Kevin Biggio after finally getting a name for the player to be named later. I still can't find the name, but I just saw that out there. But on that note, if you're trading him, that's what it has to be at this point. It's somebody dumping their whole prospect capital on their plate to land a win in the World Series for that team this year with Vladdy on it. I do not see the Mariners having that, like I said, dump truck full of prospects. I like a few of their prospects. I've been on the walk-off podcast for the Seattle Mariners guy and talked it out with him literally verbatim. And I don't see enough there. I just don't. As much as a baseball fan, not a Blue Jays fan, Liz, I would love to see what a lineup with Jose Rodriguez and Vladdy Jr. looks like, because that is a fun, interesting tandem to watch in Seattle.
Jose or Julio Rodriguez?
Julio, sorry.
Yeah, he's having an off. Is he having an off year? Like,
he has been having an off year, but it's spurtsy, and he's actually
young. He's right young. Now. Yeah, he's young. That's
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going through anything different than what we've seen over the last few years with Vlad. Had a monster first couple of seasons. He's lulled out this year and a little bit at the end of last year, and he's frustrating some Mariners fans. But they have him for 10 years. 10 years?
That's wild.
They locked them up crazy with one of those young fluid and very beneficial for the team contract. He's going to get paid, don't get me wrong. But if he lives up to anything to his potential, Julio is going to be the one that's on the losing end of that deal, not the Mariners. Because this kid has the talent of being, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. almost. You look at Vlad, he has the potential to be his Hall of Fame dad, and you're seeing that again. 100%.
It's so funny with Vlad, when he's on, it looks so effort. And when he's off, he's trying so hard. Like, it looks like his swing angle, his launch angle is just right. Timing's right. Perfect.
Yeah. Like, and where, you look at what he is, according to the Blue Jays X account, Sunday, Placata. Tuesday, All-Star Game. Friday, Placata. Saturday, Placata. Sunday, double. Monday, no game. Then Tuesday, Placata.
It's like, that's it. I saw him, that's the game last night. I saw him just effortlessly boop it out there. You know?
He looks like he's slipping it.
Yeah. That's it. I thought, effort. That's not going over. Of course it is. This is what Vladdy is.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, his launch angle is
so effing. When he hit that ball, I was watching on TV. I didn't even think it was going out.
No, Vladdy's launch angle, because it hits, my theory, this is my non-grounded theory. Vladdy hits so hard. His launch angle isn't up. It's just straight, and it just wedges right over the upfield fence.
I used to make the joke when I saw him play here in Buffalo, because it just runs into the Buffalo Bisons, just have that fence in left field, right? Because otherwise it just hits the highway. It looks like it was still climbing.
Yeah,
when it runs into that fence, it like still looks like that even when you're going in there.
Yeah, it's like a plane taking off. Yeah. So good.
So, big elephant in the room. Bo stays or Bo goes? What's your thought?
If they hold him, if he stays this year, I don't know what their vision is. I don't know. It's hard because he's not, you know, we know he's not playing very well. He's injured right now. His trade value is at like an all-time low, but we know Bo. We know that he's a champion and he'll be a great player anywhere he goes.
Yeah.
We know this is like, you know, this is an off year.
And I think that in the Blue Jays sales pitch for trading him, This is a guy that has led the league in hits 2 of his 5 years in Major League Baseball. The tenure is there. This is the first time you've ever really seen him progressively take a whole season checked out a little bit. And you could see why. The writing's on the wall. Team's horrible. He's been injured. Pick a reason, right? I don't think it hurts his trade value as much as many people would think. You're not getting what you would get for Vlad, but you're going to get a couple of good prospects out of a trade with Verbo, I think.
Yeah, I think that you're right. Here's the thing. If Bo goes, I'll be like, oh, cool. He wanted to go. Bo, I'm pretty sure he wants to go. He's taking some interviews that I think are unusual for him to take. He didn't want to go. All rumors aside, just what he's saying to the press. But man, don't put him in the AL East. Do not trade him in the AL East. Don't do it. Same with Vladdy. Nope. If you're going to trade Vladdy, don't you do it in the AL. Get him out of here. No. Get him in the NL.
Yeah. Right now, you get the two-year point. The two biggest Vlad contenders so far apparently are the Houston Astros and the Mariners. At least that's the rumor. Bo Bichette has been a little bit more all over the board with who, quote-unquote, is suitors. I called out a couple of months ago that I think he's going to be the newest Cleveland Guardian. I really do. I still think that is a very strong chance of happening. But
man, you think that's why? You think that's why our boy Shapiro was there?
That would be my conspiracy theory. Because I think he's already the one really. I think they let Atkins do the draft because got nobody else that's been doing the homework. Do you finish that up? I think somebody else is already pulling the strings on this trade deadline, but you're never going to hear that. Not unless somebody actually gets fired.
No one's getting fired.
Because if not, exactly. And that's the thing that honestly pisses me the hell off. Somebody needs to get fired. And I don't say that lightly. I these are people, I get it. But this team is not performing. Like I said, 11 games under 500. Somebody has to get held responsible. Because going with that same idea that, go, don't worry, good, next year we're going to be good.
Well, then we're guys.
Yeah, we love our guys. Well, guess what? We don't love you right now. And you've lied to us now for how many years in a row that this team's going to be the next best thing in baseball? Don't worry, last year, right? That was the best thing we heard last year. We still got all the pitching. We're good. We're going to have plenty of offense. What was the biggest gripe that everybody had about last year's team? It was not enough offense.
They didn't hit the ball. They didn't hit the ball. You know, the thing is, like, I've seen teams that can't hit the ball or catch the ball, right? But the fact that they were catching the ball,
better than we did.
The ball, pitching the ball, excellent. The Jays were. They were pitching the ball, catching the ball. It was the worst. The not hitting of the ball. And the Yankees weren't good, and Boston wasn't good that year.
You had a chance to take advantage of it, and you squandered it. Now you have to get over all of those teams, including a very injured Rays team that always finds a way to win. And this is the first year that they have not done that. And what are they going to do at this trade deadline? The exact thing you and I are talking about and all Blue Jays fans are talking about. They're going to trade a Rosarena. They're going to trade this person. They're going to trade that person. Everybody's going to get traded.
Yeah.
And they're going to get all those guys back like they did last year with getting that Isaac Paredes kid, who is incredible for nothing. So the Rays are going to be good next year. I don't care what anybody says, because they're going to do what they need to do at this trade deadline. They know how to tear a team down and trade the right pieces.
Exactly.
Or no, they have some crystal ball that they're lying about that knows when a guy's going to skyrocket to the bottom and they have to take advantage and trade those guys. That's what happened to Austin Meadows. We love Austin Meadows. They trade him for the Tigers for Paredes, and guess what?
Did it well.
That was the last time you heard about Austin Meadows.
Oh, they're so good. They're so good at the building of a team. So, like, what is their salary? Where are they ranking in salary right now? Probably not top.
Oh, they're damn near the bottom.
Yeah.
Damn near the bottom. I didn't look it up, but I'm pretty sure they're damn near the bottom. There will be
salaries. I mean, at least I heard rumors they're moving them. They're going to move that team. Is this true? To a different stadium. Not to a different
stadium. They're building them a brand new ballpark in Tampa Bay. Well, not even in Tampa Bay, in St. Pete still.
In St. Pete. So I've got my poster behind me, Springsteen quote, nobody wins unless everybody wins. There's, but really, with the Trop being torn down, everybody wins. Everybody wins when we get to see less of
everybody the wins. Trop.
Everybody wins. Those horrible rings, the terrible lighting, you know it smells in there like a damp tent.
Went in there. It didn't quite smell like a damp tent, but it was pretty damn weird. And The thing that it killed me in that whole thing, they're like, yeah, we got a new ballpark coming to St. Pete. And I'm like, well, it being in St. Pete was the problem.
That was the problem. It's so, that's so weird.
It's hard to get to if you work in Tampa Bay, because it's by the time you go over the little causeways that go over actual Tampa Bay to get to St. Pete, that bridge they always show on the Blue Jays broadcast, yep. It takes like 45 minutes to get over that thing in traffic. It takes forever. So if you get out of work at 6 and hope to catch a ball game by 7, you're kind of close.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, better off at sitting at home and watching it on TV.
Cheers.
So, but yeah, no, they have a brand new ballpark coming in 2027, I think. So the same year that Jeremy thinks we're going to be competitive.
We're going to be. Jeremy's right. We're going to be at the Trop 2, smashing dingers.
Take a brand new dump in the new ballpark, right?
Yep.
Steam and pile. So, I think that covers it as far as that goes. But as far as what is the most likely move that you think is going to happen, I guess, in the next week?
Yeah. So, again, I don't want to trade Danny Jansen. So, they, of course, will trade Danny Jansen. They will also trade Cucci. You think they're – maybe IKF.
I was actually leaning in that direction too, because he's supposedly getting better. I just know one thing: by the time we actually have this recording next week, I have a strange feeling that Joey Votto is going to be playing in our lineup.
I will be there screaming. I will pay for the jersey. I don't know.
The rumor is he will actually return for the Reds series. That's the timeline he's on right now. And I think that's hysterical.
I got to figure out my life. I need to figure out my whole life around this rumor.
I think it's in Cincinnati, though.
Okay, that's sexy. Road trip. That's a sexy rumor.
Road trip. I'm going to have to look up the schedule now because I can't remember. Yeah. But
It's on my fridge magnet. That is the best Jay's giveaway of always the year is your fridge schedule.
The fridge magnets. I still have a bunch of ones with like Frank Thomas and Aaron Hill on them and Adam Lind from all those years when I went to opening day.
Those are the wrong years, but I will say Adam
Lind. I understand that, but I was there. I had the commitment.
Way to go. Adam Lind had the best walk-up song of all time. Brittany and Will I Am. It was great. Anyway.
One of my favorite opening days, Benji Molina actually hit the whole game-winning hit against the Yankees. That just made my life perfect because I was there with my mom and my brother who are Yankee fans.
Yeah, that's nice.
Where's the schedule? I got that. Wait for it. The 19th, that week, August 19th is and they are in Toronto that week.
I'm going to be there. I'll be reporting live on Vottogate. I think maybe I'll be outside the stadium looking for Joey Votto with some binoculars.
Votto vision.
He will take the TTC to the game. I can guarantee it. He'll be on the TTC going to the game.
Yep. There you go. But to that point, I think it's going to happen sooner than that, but that would be too funny if he's back in time for that series because he's playing again. He's doing pretty well for the Buffalo Bisons.
Just don't fall over, my guy.
You're about to trade everything. So why wouldn't you bring him up? It's the same as having Vogelbach on this bench as long as we did this year.
I forgot about Vogelbach. This is why they won't do it. It's because we'd enjoy it and it would give us a reason to live.
Or a game, you know, like you said, this is put asses in the seats for the rest of the season, but that's besides the point. But hey, I hope so. Because like I said, I've been hoping and praying for that all year. And yeah, I just was wondering what a whole year of him being in this dugout would have actually done for us, Liz. Is
nothing.
Really kind of what I was thinking.
Even
if he didn't play, I don't know.
No. I feel like I'm good
fire
with this.
Asses.
I'm good with the second half of the year where I'm like, oh, now we have nothing. This is the time of year where I start going to the local ballpark to watch teens play baseball just so I have something to root for because I've given up on the Jays sometimes. Also, this is the time of the year where I just start doing a lot of math. Wild card math. Every day, just wild card math. We're not mathing this year.
Oh, that's too funny. Yeah, there's definitely no math lining up on any level at all at this point. Especially when you go look over to our affiliate for the actual writing here. It's nothing but gloom and doom. And why isn't this whole team been traded yet on chasejournal.com? I was just looking at an article that was like, hurry up and trade these guys was basically the summary of the
I like that. That's a good take. Hurry up and trade these guys. Yep. It's a clear take. I see the take.
There were five prospects capitals that the Blue Jays could seek in other clubs. Ooh,
that's a good one.
Intriguing. So, but the summary is that I think where I was going with the question I asked you on who's going to be the first chip to fall, and I think it is 100% going to be Yusei Kikuchi. Yeah. He's too tradable at this point. And yes, he's had some goose eggs the last few weeks, but his last outing, four innings is solid. Oh my God, can't hit him. No touching.
Yeah, it's so good.
And then all of a sudden it fell off the wheel in that fifth.
It happens. That happens sometimes. Whatever. Shush.
The potential is there. It's exactly.
Good. It's a bit dirty. It's still good.
Everybody's looking for pitching. Yep. That's how it always is. And the old adage in baseball is good pitching always beats good hitting. And I think that's only proven over the last few years now that nobody is Tony Gwynn anymore. Nobody cares about batting averages. They only care about lighting up the scoreboard like the natural.
Yep.
And you can't even get drive guys in right now. It's wild. And that's why teams like the Guardians are actually, I think, doing what they're doing. They're playing a different game of baseball than everybody else. And I'm going to put the Brewers in that ballpark. There's some contrary, thoughts to the Joey Gallo swing hard in case you hit it. Oh, sorry. That was Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, has been a really fun Twitter watch of late.
Jose's been great. What is it? I hope everybody has a good day except for this one guy, except for one man.
But he, they had a bobblehead day for him a couple of weeks ago. He came and threw the pitch out for the first time at the Coliseum in a million years. And, he's like an alien watcher now or something that.
He's a weird guy.
I'm waiting for him to have like the Vanilla Ice level, like Carpentry, like TV show.
I love that show. I watched every episode of that show, even the one where he.
My wife is in that same ballpark.
So good.
So good stuff. Now if Vanilla Ice can only continue to team up with Tim Tebow, it'd be match made in heaven.
Yep. I agree.
So I have to do it, but we had this whole thing about Picks the Clicks, which is about bragging rights amongst all us, and you're reascending to fame in the midst of this whole thing, like we were talking about here. You're trying to steal up for Ken not having the fun that he was having at the beginning. So last week I picked Leo Jimenez. That worked out well. Ernie Clement, Jason had, you had Spencer Horowitz, and then we had Danny Jansen in the guest spot.
Yep.
I think you won that one.
You were not.
Spencer Horowitz is continuing to be Spencer Horowitz, so you are now only trailing me by one win.
I'm gonna win this.
Yeah, bring it. Come on. Yeah. It's game time. So I got to look up who the horrible guest spot fun is because our guest canceled. We'll get him on. Our friends from Dugout Mugs had a conflict, apparently, so they will be on hopefully in the near future to talk some, baseball-isms, post-trade deadline fallout, and, just sports collecting in general, which I don't know if you saw my fun. Fished out to our friends on X the other day and asked, hey, should we do another spinoff show? Because I've been doing the baseball cards and just talk with fans about collecting sports memorabilia. Have some fun with that. So that's something on the table.
Way to go.
Stats. Because we all don't have weird collecting things or anything like that, people should get the opportunity to show off a little, right?
It's true. I don't collect, but I did become a collectible that one time.
There was that one.
There was one.
Like a champ. Like just a saying. Champ. Let's go. So the worst everyday baseball player in Blue Jays world over the last week is 100% somebody we talked about earlier in the show. You get what I'm putting down yet?
Was it Bo?
It's Dalton Barcia.
Oh, because Bo's injured. I was like, here's the thing, man. That sucks. Because, like, his defense has been unreal. I just need him to hit the bat, just hit the ball.
But this is a purely offensive based contest. If you somehow happen to get a pitcher that somehow just basically blanks everybody, like Dylan Cease did today, and throwing a no hitter. It's really the only way to beat a player that gets to play 6 days a week.
It's true.
So on that note, Dalton Barcia is off the table for you, Liz, but you are more than welcome to run with who you think is going to have the best week in Blue Jay baseball before our next episode.
Yeah, I'm picking the obvious one. My guy, Vladdy Guerrero Jr.
Cheat code Vladdy. Okay. So seeing Jason is MIA with his kids today and clearly didn't get a chance to comment from the peanut gallery, meaning the bleachers on the side of his kid's Little League game. He's going to get the next worst guy in Blue Jays baseball this past week. And as somehow Davis Schneider.
Yeah, he's having a hard time.
Five games, but he had three hits, five strikeouts, which is a lot for a week for him. That would be the catch. I just think it's funny that you got the other guy on the other spectrum that had five strikeouts this week too, which was Justin Turner, who had batted 364 over the last week. Acting like he wants to be traded.
Good for Turner. I'm so happy every time he hits the ball.
Yep. So we're going to get Jason in on Schneider. And I'm thinking, I've been shitting on George Springer all year. I might as well pick him.
Pick him.
Going for
it. He's league average now.
Exactly. That whole war thing's like starting to balance out. So, Liz, like I mentioned, if Vladdy continues to be the basic video game cheat code that he has been over the last few weeks, you're winning with Ty Me at three. You currently have two. Jason is in the lead with six. We both got some catching up to do on him. And we're not quite mathematically eliminated yet, but we're getting there.
Whatever. We're just keep on picking some wins.
Yep. And then our guest spot has four wins.
That's
not good. We're just saying a lot. When a lot of these picks were, I put a star next to them when they're default picks. And about half of them are default picks. Yeah. So, interesting. Is there anything you'd like to get off your chest before we wrap things up here tonight, Liz?
Let me see. Let me ponder. Let's do a quick ponder here. Fire Atkins. Somebody be fired. I'm going to keep getting that off my chest. Just somebody fire. I don't trust this management front office to rebuild this team. It keeps me up at night. You know?
I'm going to have to start taking the antidepressants because of this team. And I was in a good mood and I've never had any. Just saying.
Yeah, way to go, man. I'll join you on that one just for kicks. Yeah, so that is it. Just get off my chest. Somebody needs to be fired. But it has to mean something. It's going to be a meaningful fire. They can't be like, we're firing our bench coach now. I'll be like, you're cheating. You've cheated.
Edwin Acacio, that's been here for 5 minutes.
Is he still there?
I've seen him in the dugout enough that he's got to be at least hanging out behind the scenes still.
Beautiful. Do you remember, to quickly sum this up, Eddie Encarnacion, do you remember the gossip with him? Do you remember his big gossip? I'm going to say,
which one would be the question?
If anybody doesn't know what the trouble he got into with a lot of girls, Google it.
Yeah, just saying.
Major League Baseball, let's get it.
Yeah, exactly. At least it wasn't quite as bad as a certain closer we used to have.
Or a certain third baseman we had.
Mm-hmm. Was that whole piece. So, anyways, on that note, without turning that frown upside down, but going away from it. Blue Jays fans, obviously this is the end of the show. Hopefully there is something that happens over the next week here that makes us a little bit more cheerful and gives us something to look forward to, or God forbid actually shows the hands of what the hell is actually going on here. It'd be nice if they at least tipped the cards and said, this is where we're going. I agree with you, Liz, though. It requires the fact that somebody's got to go and be held responsible. We'll go with that. Otherwise, it's meaningless because, hey, your game plan, if it's shit last year, I'm just saying it's probably going to be shit this year again, too. But who will be left is obviously the big question after this week. And that reason that is titled is because it's not pertaining just to this roster. So make sure you come back here to talk gloom or doom or all things happy, depending on how the trade deadline goes this next Thursday. We will be live after the trade deadline, which is Wednesday at about 1 o'clock next week. So we'll have all the news here. We'll be talking what we can, and obviously we'll have some fun and talk Blue Jays baseball. Make sure you catch us on Monday nights for the baseball card pack openings, and we might have another offering here for you soon. Until next time, Blue Jays fans, peace out, and I hope you have a great evening. Woo! I can't find the button. I know how Ken does this.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of jaysjournal.com and fansided.com, where we discuss all things Toronto Blue Jays baseball. We'll talk about news, rumors, and game recaps. So whether you're a diehard fan or just getting started with the team, this is the podcast for you. Here's your host, Craig Borden, with co-hosts Jason Lyons and me, Ken Alfred. You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.